Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. This is the nation's highest recognition for exceptional contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. The awards were given under four categories. Padma Vibhushan Professor Jayanta Vishnu Nadlikar has been honoured with Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. Eight scientists were conferred with the Vigyan Shri Award and 14 young scientists were awarded under the Vigyan Yuva category, while the Vigyan Team Award was given to Team Aroma Mission, CSIR. The Election Commission of India published the draft electoral roll of voters for Madhya Pradesh today, after 1.5 months of door-to-door special intensive revision or SIR exercise in the state. The voter roll was published in all 230 assembly constituencies of the state. The draft voter list has been made available at all polling stations where voters can check their names. As per the directions of the Election Commission, names of voters who are absent, have moved, are deceased, or are duplicates have been removed under the SIR process. Voters whose names are not included in the list can submit claims and objections with the required documents. Claims and objections will be accepted till the 22nd of next month, while the final voter list will be published on the 21st of February next year. The draft voter list for Kerala, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands will also be released today. The draft rolls will be made available online on the CEO and DEO websites. In West Bengal, the first phase of hearings as part of Special Intensive Revision Drive of the electoral rolls will cover approximately 32 lakh unmapped voters. Hearings for this category, in which individuals were unable to locate their own names or the names of related persons in the 2002's voter list, will begin from the 27th of this month. According to the Office of the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer, notices have already been issued to 10 lakh such voters, while an additional 22 lakh notices are scheduled to be dispatched from today. During the enumeration phase, a total of 31,68,424 unmapped voters were identified across the state. Proceedings will be conducted at district magistrates' offices, subdivisional offices, various government departments, as well as in schools and colleges. President Draupadi Murmu has said the Intelligence Bureau has been playing a stellar role in providing security to the countrymen and assuring unity and integrity of the nation. Delivering the 38th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi today, the President said, during the last decade, security agencies like Intelligence Bureau have neutralized numerous threats within the country.
I express my deep appreciation for the exceptional contribution made by Intelligence Bureau to internal security of our country. Team IB works tirelessly amidst very complex challenges. Most importantly, its accomplishments are not visible. In other words, IB is an agency of invisible heroes.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan added that his unwavering commitment to rural development, social justice, and the empowerment of the agrarian community left a lasting imprint on India's public life. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also paid tributes to former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President said that former Prime Minister's contributions to nation building remain a guiding force for the nation. Mr. Radhakrishnan described him as a visionary statesman and reformer whose leadership ushered in far-reaching economic reforms. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that an allocation of over 1,51,000 crore rupees has been proposed under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme to ensure adequate funding for employment generation and comprehensive rural development. And in women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the second T20 of the five-match series in Vishakhapatnam today at 7 p.m. in the evening. The hosts have taken a 1-0 lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.